Welcome to the inaugural edition of the GoMeanGreen.com postgame show. My name is Evan.
This is Harry.
And we're here to talk North Texas football. And Harry, in the background, the band plays You'll Never Walk Alone. But I can tell you right now, by looking at the stands, you might be alone tonight.
As a North Texas fan, you are walking alone tonight. This is a devastating loss. No way to sugarcoat it. We needed this win. The momentum was going so in our favor, like we hadn't felt, seemed like in decades, and we just could not get it done against a really salty Troy team that came, you know, on the road and came to play.
The first thing that comes to my mind is Jekyll and Hyde. This is a Jekyll and Hyde team, a Jekyll and Hyde quarterback situation. How could we do so great against Kansas State and come up so short against Troy?
I think, you know, Derek Thompson did not have a great night. You know, and you shouldn't put all of this loss on Derek's shoulders, but he is the quarterback. He is the leader. How many times do we see him overthrow receivers? How many times do we see just bad decisions and penalties, you know, not having the play in on time? It was not a great performance by the, but not just Derek, but the entire offense. I really felt like the offense is what let us down tonight.
We do need to talk about the clock management, the play callings, everything in general. But I think one thing that you know, we see Derek Thompson, we see a lot of those dump passes, the short curl routes last week. We saw a lot of that against Kansas State. It was like this week we just decided we were gonna have Daryl call the plays.
It was a Dickey ball coach
it
game.
It was very much Dickey
ball. Very conservative.
And, you know, that works if you've got we do have the offensive line. If you've got the runners, but we just couldn't get anything going. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. Special teams absolutely killed us.
Zach Olin, just a really rough night.
Two wide left, one wide right.
I mean, we could not hit a field goal. And, I mean, you know, at least one of them was basically an extra point. I mean, there's just no excuse for that. And in a big game like this, I mean, let's be honest, Troy has a nice football team. I mean, they've got some big players that can run, and you cannot afford to just leave points on the field that many times. I got a feeling like we just felt like our defense was going to be able to hang into the game. And let's be honest, this is a young defense, especially the secondary. You cannot rely on them over and over again and not produce on offense. It's not going to work.
Right. One of the things that we saw a couple of trick plays. None of them seemed to work out. Some of them were real close. We had one that was dropped in the end zone. Had another one that was dropped. It was a bad pass. But, you know, you had a couple of trick plays thrown in there. But overall, the play calling by Canales, you just got to wonder, was this the right game plan against Troy?
I'm sitting here looking at the stats. You know, the scary thing about this, Evan, is we actually, in total offense, had 422. They had 382. We really actually played a pretty decent game if you look at it from just a pure stats standpoint. But when it came time to convert into points, we could not do anything. The red zone, that's what sticks out to me on this stat sheet. We were 0 of 2, and it seems like it was more than that. If you stretch the red zone out beyond 20, 25 yards, they're probably 0 for 3. So that was a real disappointing thing for tonight.
We saw Breland Chancellor do the things he can do. He ran under a nice one in the end zone. I'm going to say, you know, that was a good pass by Thompson, but, you know, Breland still had to reach for it. How many times do we see overthrown balls? You know, just the touch wasn't there. But Breland Chancellor always shines, and he shined again tonight.
He's a great player. I mean, you know, he's going to get his. I would have liked to see him return more of those punts and kicks.
Okay, let's talk about that. Was the plan just to not get him hurt? Let's fair catch him, because there were so many of them fair caught. And here was our problem. That one part right there in the fourth quarter, they had a punt. Mm-hmm. And they punted the ball. That guy ran around back there for 10 minutes. And we had no pass, no, you know, rush on him. So basically, Breland's been fair catching them all night. What's the hurt of going after the kicker?
I don't know. I was on the sidelines. I will say this. I know that the special teams coach, Kent Riddle, went unglued on one of those punt returns where he did not return it. So I don't know if that was a miscommunication or whatever else, but that guy's a huge weapon. And to have him kneel down, again, you brought up Dickey ball. I mean, that's very conservative. And in a game that we lost by 7 points, you know, a big return could have made a difference.
All right, one of the things that was killing me that Troy was doing on offense that was absolutely driving me nuts, even when it was like third or fourth down, they would do these short passes to the sideline. brilliant play calling. We're playing them 10 yards off. They need 2 yards for a first down. They're throwing it. The guy gets 2 yards, first down. They did that every time. I mean, you and I were sending texts back and forth, 11, 12. They ran the same play all night.
You know, other than the big, long touchdown pass, which was a beautiful play, by the way, it wasn't great coverage, but it wasn't horrible coverage by Zach Woodfield on the on their big, long touchdown pass. Other than that, you know, honestly, I don't feel like the defense let us down tonight. I felt like the defense played well enough for us to win, and we just could not get it done on offense.
Did you feel like that for the first time this year you saw the defense get tired? I mean, really tired.
I think they got tired. I think that Troy had a great game plan. They exposed the fact we do not have a pass rush right now. If anybody thought that we had a pass rush going into this game, let me tell you, we do not have a pass rush, and it is killing us because it's exposing our young secondary.
Yeah, that's the thing. For the first rush, that we got a sack, and that was on, I think, their third possession. There just wasn't one. And we knew this week that we would need one. We knew that they'd be throwing the ball. We knew we would have to get in there. We knew they were working on it. Vito mentioned that on his blog the other day. They just did not capitalize on the practice with that.
And you know, I'm looking at the stats. Fourth down conversions, we were 1 of 3. I mean, that's a killer. When you lose on 2 fourth down conversions, you know, we talked about the red zone earlier. The scary thing is, I mean, we had the possession time, 33 minutes and 37 seconds to their 26 minutes and 23 seconds. I mean, it's just really amazing to look at the stat sheet. You would have thought we won this game.
Do you feel like we were outcoached?
I do. I do think there were points in the game where we didn't seem to be prepared. Now, that may be execution. It's hard to point the fingers at the coaches if the players don't execute. But there were some times where I felt that way. But then at the end of the day, I just feel like when you say outcoached, I feel like the game plan we came in today did not work.
Right.
I think that to try to be conservative and to run up the gut against Troy, I think we felt like if we can do that against K-State, we can do that against Troy. We couldn't do that against Troy.
All right, we talked about special teams. We talked about through the weaknesses. We talked about the offense. I hate to beat up on special teams, but, you know, you got to be ready for the onside kick. You got to be ready to capitalize on situations where you're just not – I just feel like special teams, which with so many problems we've had with them, that we should have been able to capitalize more, and we should have seen more of a difference, and we didn't. I mean, three field goals, 2 left, 1 wide right, that's one thing, but there's just way too many issues.
And they focused on special teams all week, so it's not from a lack of effort. The reality of it is it's just not happening, and it's disappointing.
All right, let's talk about the end of the game here. Towards the end of the game, we called a timeout, which I really wasn't sure why we called a timeout, but we called a timeout. We were down about the 20-yard line. It was kind of a red zone situation or inside the 20. And then we got back on the field, and the thing that just drives me absolutely bonkers, we got a delay of game after that. There just should be no excuse because you bring the players to the side, you know what you're going to be playing, and you still do it.
Yeah, we were stunned. I mean, both the coaches and the players. We're sitting here in front of a huge crowd. This was a great day. This was a great opportunity for this program, and we were down 14-7 and trying to scrape in. I just think, you know, it's hard to point the finger, but that was a huge missed opportunity there.
You're exactly right. That was going to be my next comment. We had a great crowd. For those of you who couldn't see the game or for those of you who were here, you know that there was a great crowd here. I would say this is just like opening day, you know, the first home game, if not even a little better than the first home. It was a good crowd. There was a lot of people down in the U of the bottom.
The
of
wing.
The U. Yes.
The wing, yeah.
At the wing, there was a lot of people there, a lot of family here. A lot of people were coming to this game, and we needed to make a good showing. And honestly, it was sloppy, very sloppy.
Yeah, you hate to say that this is the end because it's not. It's one game in the Sun Belt. It's a very painful game. There's still a lot of opportunities, but you got to think there's probably not as many people going to head up to Houston, you know, for that game.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. North Texas, you know, I'm a big fan. It seems like when we get in these situations where we have an opportunity to build up some momentum, we just let it slip through our fingers. And I kind of had hoped that Mac would be one of those coaches that didn't allow that to happen. But unfortunately, tonight, we're right back in that situation again.
Right. You're exactly right. I'm concerned about the games. We got that big Tuesday night game we're building up to. You know, we needed the fans. 2-2 would have really got the momentum going. But it was just – it was very deflating. And I know so far we've talked here for, you know, about 10 minutes, but everything's negative. You want to pull some positives out of this game. You want to look forward to Florida Atlantic next week. You want to be able to say, here's, you know, we got something, we got to look forward. This is just a stumbling block. It's not the end of the road for the season. So what can you pull?
Positives are it's a young team. We got some young guys that are playing good. And, you know, it wasn't a horrible performance tonight. I mean, you know, I told you the stat sheet looks like we won the game. You know, Antoine Jimerson continues to be a guy that looks like he's going to be a special running back. And, you know, Derek Thompson, doggone it, he had a bad night tonight, but look what he did against K-State. He's capable.
That's what seems so – I mean, when he first came out tonight, we saw bad passes, two overthrown – or bad throws, and then one in the middle we didn't know who he was throwing to. One of the things about Thompson, and I don't know, maybe it's just me, I kind of feel like whenever he throws and a pass is not complete, he's like saying it's not his fault. You know, he's kind of showing like, hey, you should have done this, or hey, or he's looking for somebody. I don't know if that's just me, but – I just felt like last week he was so on, and it's the back to my whole Jekyll and Hyde thing. It was on, it's off. What's going on?
He's inconsistent, Evan. He has not had a consistent, you know, string of three or four or five games, you know. And this was a game he really needed to play well in, and I don't know the answer to it. It's disappointing. But then again, hey, if you're a North Texas fan, you got to hope that he bounces back. You got to hope that he can come against Florida Atlantic and we can get a W and get back into the mix of things. But again, I don't want to understate the fact this was a big opportunity game. I don't care how the rest of the record goes for the rest of the season. You're going to lose some support after this performance.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I do want to say Whitfield still looked good. A lot of the DB backs looked good.
Whitfield looked good other than when he got burned on that touchdown pass. But that's going to happen from time to time. Yeah, that was a nice throw. That was a nice receiver. I mean, honestly, I'm not going to put all that on him because we have absolutely no pass rush right now.
That's exactly right. Also, I want to say it was good to see Zach Orr with his first interception there.
Yeah. I mean, Zach Orr's there. He's a great player. He's there every single game. We just need more of him.
All right. So, you know, what can we look forward to next week? What do they got to do? I mean, we're playing Florida Atlantic.
Florida Atlantic's a game we're going to on paper be expected to win. You know, I think the bottom line is you want to come in there and bounce back and get the W, you know, go to 1-1 in conference and just kind of rebuild. The reality of it is this is going to be a tough loss to swallow for these kids and for this fan base, but you want to come back with a W, bounce back, and try to, you know, get back into the race for the Sun Belt. And let's be honest, a lot of people said, well, if you lose to Troy, you're out of the Sun Belt race. That's bull crap. We both know how that Sun Belt is so up for grabs this year. And, in fact, who thought Louisiana Monroe, who we saw take that game last night against Baylor, I mean, right to the wire, I mean, they're probably the favorite this year, and before the season, we thought that was going to be a win for us. So the reality of it is, it's wide open.
It is wide open. They got beat by Alabama 40-7. So I mean, that's to be expected. But I'm surprised the score went a little higher there.
Let me say this, Evan. I want to give our fans and our students a lot of credit. The tailgating today was fantastic.
It was.
The crowd was very enthusiastic. I don't know what the final let me look on here. I don't see the actual.
The crowd was great. The tailgating was awesome. It was warmer. I mean, it was in the 90s out there today.
Yeah,
see a lot of people sitting in the shade. You didn't have quite the same pull you had that first game when it was in the mid-80s. I mean, the weather was nice, but it wasn't.
It was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot. But the bottom line is we had a great crowd. We had a great tailgating experience for everyone that was here. And kudos to the North Texas, you know, fans and students for coming out here like they did, and I just wish they could have had more.
A lot of parents in town. Yeah. I saw a lot of them with, you know, the parent weekend shirts. I will say this, man. I know this, you know, there's some things that are out of control, things to be fixed. The referee Mike situation, that was absolutely bonkers because they were trying to reset the game clock at one point. That was after we had the penalty. So the fans are already upset. Because we already had a call. We got a delay of game after having to call a timeout, and then the refs can't get the clock reset because his mic keeps cutting out. And for those of you that were at a games last year or this year, the refs' mics continues to be a situation I just don't understand how.
You know, I watched that game last night, the refs mic. I mean, it seems to be, you and I need to start a company where we do ref mics for college games, because I'm telling you, it's not just North Texas. But you're right. It's annoying.
All right. So we're sitting up here. We are in the radio. One of the,
that's pretty cool.
It's very nice to sit a game up here. It's really weird. You seem so distant.
You can hear Mac in the background because they're showing him.
And that's what I'm saying. He's very animated and he's not happy at how this game is. He's not happy. You can see it on his face here. Unfortunately, there's nobody here to see that or see his broadcast, but it's just not ugly. I mean, it's not pretty. There was a lot of fans here that left feeling very disappointed in what they saw, and it's going to be a couple days. I mean, we're not going to be Debbie Downer here the whole thing, but I got to tell you, man, there's a lot of places I see a lot of issues.
It's a tough loss, and it's not the way we wanted to start our post-game show. We were hoping it would be on a victory. But one of the things we promised you guys, we're not going to sugarcoat things, and the reality of it is, I'm a fan. This is a tough loss to swallow. We will bounce back, but you know, this is one of those things that's going to take a couple days, like you said, to get over.
All right, I'm not going to run down the stats too much because I know it's something we talked about that they already went through the stats on George with George and Hank and them. But let's go ahead and just kind of look at some of these. You know, you got Antoine Jimerson. What can you say? I think he's the future of North Texas. He had 78 yards on 16 carries.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great running back. I think, you know, they ran to him a little bit too much at times. I would have liked to have seen a little more wide open game. But given the fact that Troy knew we were going to run the ball every single time, that's pretty nice to get 78 yards.
Right, and there was no doubt we were running the ball as much as we did. It was like, you know, they were getting swallowed up in the middle. Troy's defensive line did a pretty good job. A lot of times, I mean, how many breakout runs? There was not a whole lot of long runs at all in the rushing game.
We seemed to move the ball well between the 20s, but when we got into the 20-yard line into the red zone, it's just like Troy clamped down on us. And give him credit, man. They got a good pass rush on Thompson tonight.
Yeah, he was scrambling a little bit back there. Breland Chancellor had the long of the night at 12 yards, and that's, you know, one thing he got past that offensive in the defensive line. He was swallowed by linebackers. There wasn't a whole lot going there.
Hey, these stats, like I said, you know, we can go through these stats. The reality is, you look at these stats, you think North Texas won the game. We know that they didn't.
I'll tell you one stat here that I would have liked to have seen different is the punt returns. Do you see the punt returns number there?
Punt returns.
Yeah,
that doesn't look real good.
Yeah, there is no punt returns. You have Breland Chancellor out here, and I guarantee you that they were thinking, we cannot kick to this guy because what he's done against Kansas State, once he's done against LSU, what he gets Texas Southern, and what they did was kept him out of the game, and we've got to figure out a way to get him. I mean, obviously he you know scored a touchdown and everything else, but they shut us down.
Yeah, they really did, and just you know. That's guy's such a huge weapon. If you know teams can keep him out of the mix, then they're gonna have a good chance to beat North Texas this year.
That's right. So with that, we promised we'd keep this post game short, and right now we are running right about 18 and a half minutes. So we're gonna be shutting it down. A couple of closing comments here. You got anything else you want to talk about tonight?
You know, just a disappointing loss. And for the Mean Green Nation that's out there, guys, you know, hold your heads up. It sucks. It's a tough loss. But at the end of the day, we will be back. We do have an opportunity against Florida Atlantic to get back in the win column. And it's a long season. I mean, there have been some good moments. Tonight was not one of them.
That's right. I completely agree with you. I feel very dejected at this point. Maybe we shouldn't be doing these right after the game because I usually the walk to the car clears my head a little bit, but the walk down the hallway here did not do much for me at all.
Well, we bumped into a couple Troy people on the way into the booth, and I think Evan and I both kind of, you know, they were very nice, very cordial, but you could tell they were very happy about this win tonight.
Well, very happy, man. They came into a loud, pretty full stadium, and they did what they needed to do. They executed. There was points where they couldn't move the ball, and they didn't flinch. They kept going. They stayed with the game plan, and it worked.
And let's be honest. Troy's one of those teams that I think if Conference USA gave them the opportunity to join, they would probably say yes.
Yeah, and I think they got the support. They have the stadium. They would definitely do it. So we're lucky that we're where we're at for the future with Conference USA. But I can tell you right now, performances like this aren't going to get us farther unless you're playing Houston.
You say that now. Wait for a couple weeks. That's a whole nother.
So with that, we will talk to you on Wednesday at the regular GoMeanGreen.com barbershop podcast. So GoMeanGreen.
GoMeanGreen.